Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to do something unusual and not refer firstly to the readings or even to the collect for today's Mass, but to the prayer over the offerings, which is very interesting in what it reveals to us today on the significance of this feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. As the priest prays, May this oblation, O Lord, which on the altar of the cross cancelled the offence of the whole world, cleanse us, we pray, of all our sins, to Christ our Lord. In other words, one thing which God underlines to us on this feast is that his own Son was, like the sacrifices of old, offered on an altar. This altar was the wood of the cross. This is why the cross upon which Jesus was crucified is so holy. Like any other true sacrifice, his flesh was cut open upon the wood. His very blood ran into the crevices and deeply stained the harsh, splintered wood. In other words, God offered his only Son truly in sacrifice. Offered to us, he was publicly treated as an animal. One thing is clear. We can no longer say God does not know anything about our suffering anymore. Rather, what he knows about our suffering, we thankfully do not know. Let us pray. O God, who willed that your only begotten Son should undergo the cross to save the human race, grant, we pray, that we, who have known this mystery on earth, may merit the grace of his redemption in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.